Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston will close out 2017 with a grim truth. More people were killed in the city this year than last year, which in turn was more than the year before that. Last night in Dorchester, residents held what was called a healing walk to remember those lost over the year. Jennifer Smith, news editor at the Dorchester Reporter, has been reporting on the city homicide data and was at the march last night. She joins us now. Good morning, Jennifer, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Morning, Jack. Nice to be here.
So as you report in this week's issue of the Dorchester Reporter, overall, serious crime is down across the city. But when you dig past that number, a different story starts to emerge. How does this data break down across the neighborhoods?
Right. So across the city as a whole, what we have called part one crime. So that's your homicides, your rapes, your assaults, your larcenies, burglaries, that kind of thing. That's actually down 6% across the city. And we're seeing some really big declines in areas like Jamaica Plain, where there's actually been a 13% drop. But the story changes and the data get a little bit tricky when you look at where it's jumping. For instance, in an area like South Boston and Dorchester, the C6 district, and in Charlestown, one of the districts there, you actually saw a 10% spike. But in Charlestown, they haven't had any murders any year, and that's mostly because they have relatively low crime rates overall. Whereas in C6, you actually saw a jump from six homicides over one the year before. And areas like Dorchester, Mattapan, and Roxbury are actually accounting for 48 out of the 56 homicides this year. And that's up from 35 out of the 47 homicides the year before. So we're seeing an uptick in homicides in recent years, and we're seeing a slight downtick in non-fatal shootings. But firearm-related arrests, interestingly, are actually down about 30 over last year.
So you were at this healing walk last night. What did you hear from residents about how this spike in homicides is affecting them?
So the healing walk was conducted by the Dorchester Neighborhood Trauma Team and the Bowdoin and Geneva Violence Intervention Program, which deals with some of the areas that have been hardest hit by homicides in the past. And they walked a route along Bowdoin Street, where there were actually multiple homicides in 2011. So several of the workers there through the Violence Intervention Program knew some of the victims. For instance, Nat Gomez, who would have turned 31 on Christmas, was murdered just after New Year's along the stretch of Bowdoin Street. And Susan Young, who is a worker with the Violence Intervention Program, said that this walk was really to acknowledge them, to remember them, and make sure that their families knew that the victims weren't forgotten.
Does this spike in violence, does this feel different than in previous years?
They said it does in that there's more of it. I think at this point they had hoped that after all of these years of hearing about the work that the police department's doing as far as community policing, seeing that overall drop in the more serious crimes, it was a little bit surprising because the spike is happening again. So a lot of them are kind of wringing their hands and saying, we thought we were on the right path to try and reach youths, but maybe we aren't doing quite as well as we would think.
What's the city's response to all this?
The city's response has been a few things. In July, there was a particular spike in violence. There was a 24-hour spell which had two double shootings and a fatal stabbing that left three people dead. And they convened an emergency summit with clergy, elected officials, police, and anti-violent advocates, and planned to break down the violence problem, study it. And then you didn't really see too much after that until mid-December, when the city hosted a gun buyback program to try and again just get more guns off the street, which is the number one thing you hear police officials say and city officials say whenever there's a shooting.
Jennifer Smith is the news editor at the Dorchester Reporter. Thanks, Jennifer.
Of course, thanks.